B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
I am so excited right now, ladies and gentlemen, because on the phone, the one and only.
Shut up. It's so stupid.
So Melissa's doing a dinner tonight with a bunch of her, I'm going to throw this up in air quotes, friends, because she doesn't really know any of these women. It's a bunch of women that she gambles.
I know a couple of them more than I know the others. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so she knows a few of them, but it's basically her friends from her gambling group that she's in on Facebook.
Yes.
And they're going to celebrate her birthday tonight.
Well, they're celebrating the September birthdays, which happen to be me and Carrie.
Oh, you and Carrie.
Bill DeRozio's daughter.
Do you know Carrie?
I've met her once, yes.
Okay, because when that name that you just said, the guy's name, I think you thought we were all going to understand who you're talking about.
Well, Bill DeRozio is the godfather of the Everything Boston Harbor Facebook group.
Oh, that Bill DeRozio.
Everything on Boston.
To know. Yeah.
You could have said Bill DeRozio from Bill DeRozio Construction or Bill DeRozio Plumbing, and I would have been like, oh, yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Everyone knows Bill.
Yeah, of course. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Christine.
Christine, now.
Good morning, guys.
Christina, how well do you know Melissa?
She's one of my casino friends.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I'll reach out when I'm there to see if she's there, see if she's going, because I'm there frequently, but I don't even gamble. My other half does very much so.
Yes.
Okay, so
I go for the social aspect.
Yes, yeah. Joey Butters is a very big gambler.
That sounds so mafia.
He's always at this one particular machine, and Christine will be up in the room, like, taking a bath or watching TV. Yeah. Like, she never gambles. It's always
so
Joey.
Have you seen Melissa gambling at all, Christine?
Yes, her and her BFF.
Yes,
there
Laura.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Do you see the way her eyes almost, like, just change from when she hears the ding, 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 ding of the slot machines?
That's stupid.
Yes, it's like a post-coital glow. She gets all excited.
She does. Now, what is the most you've seen Melissa lose at the casino?
I don't know. I have no idea, because I don't know, like, what her high limits are. I'm too focused on making sure Joey Butters doesn't lose his shirt.
So Joey...
And everybody knows that, too.
Yeah, Joey is known at Encore because he'll play the high limit slots. So he'll sit at a $25 slot machine and hit $50 a push.
Damn,
I won't go anywhere near those. That's not my thing. I'll be downstairs with everybody else playing the penny slots, but, you know, I'll play
Melissa lives in the low-income neighborhood. Yeah. I got you. So now what is this dinner tonight going to consist of? Like, it's a bunch of, do you know everybody else in the group or?
I know everybody, you know, like she said, some more than others. Some I see more frequently than others, but you know, and Melissa is the baby of the group.
Yes.
To be quite honest.
Yes.
I'm a few years older than Melissa, but Melissa's definitely the baby. But it's like this group of women that we get together, not necessarily a bitch session, but like last time we did, it was my birthday. And people like I didn't even know gave me a birthday present, a card with like scratch tickets in it.
Aww.
So it's kind of like just a nice little get together for everybody and, you know, just to say hello and have like some like one night out at the casino. And like I said, I don't even gamble. I just go to just hang out.
Yeah.
Have some girl time.
And everyone is so nice. Like I was telling these guys, like, I'm not friends technically, but like, because I just met you guys.
Yeah.
So, but the people that I know are super sweet. Like I mentioned Donna and Sharon, and I just met Carrie last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, everyone's really nice that I've met so far.
Well, that's going to be good. Well, listen, I know you guys probably are planning to, you know, have a big, long, crazy night out, but please, please, Melissa gets up early, so can you please have her home early?
I'm sitting in the parking lot on Congress Street waiting to go in. I usually have to be here by 7 or 7:30.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, running late.
Melissa.
We'll behave tonight.
Okay. Yes. Well, behave. Definitely do that. Thank you very much for joining us, Christine.
See you later, Christine.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. That's, oh my God. This is gonna be,
we don't have anything to worry about.
Oh, yes, Leroy.
Melissa's going to come in smelling like white diamonds perfume tomorrow.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.